This is Greg Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jeremy Heights, spokesman for the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, also known as TEMA. They've been focused extensively over the past several days, of course, on the devastating floods that hit the state capital of Nashville and other areas of Tennessee and even the South. All told, some 30 people were killed, many of them near the Nashville area. He's here to give us an update now on what the waters have done and what relief efforts remain underway. And Jeremy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We know that
a tremendous week.
It certainly has, and I'm sure you're all exhausted and still working around the clock to deal with this. We know that the river, the Cumberland River, began to recede a couple of days after the worst of the floods. What's the story with the river now, and what's the story with the floods downtown?
Well, the river is back inside its flood stage, so it's back inside the banks, and that's a good thing. The cleanup is going to be ongoing. There's a lot of work to be done in almost every area where the floodwaters went, from just cleaning up debris to trying to restore goods and services that were damaged.
How long of a process is that, given the extensive nature of the flooding?
It's going to depend. There's definitely going to be several months of work involved. I know some of the more visual icons, like the Opryland Hotel, they're already starting to work on the restoration, but that is going to take them some time.
Is there any remaining flooded areas from what happened over a week ago?
There are still some areas where the water maybe has been cut off, and so it is a pool of water that's left, and that'll hopefully sink into the ground, or we may have to pump some of that off. We're also watching now that this bubble of water has gone past. It's going to come down the Mississippi in our two northwest counties, Lake and Obion. We're watching the flooding there just as a precaution.
Another thing that we were on top of last week was the fact that one of the two major water plants in Nashville was underwater, therefore it was offline, meaning there were severe water restrictions. What's the latest on that?
Well, we've brought in more than 160 truckloads of water, tractor trailer loads. Those we have distributed some to the counties that needed it, which includes Davidson County. We have some in reserve, and we're hoping that those plants will come back online soon. Those issues are obviously being worked very hard by the water treatment and the water management departments in those counties.
How many folks do you expect or estimate have been displaced by this? I'm sure many different homes have been damaged, and there's a lot of different work and insurance policies to go through. Lots of bills to be paid as a result of that type of cleanup. But how many people do you suspect are no longer in their homes at all?
It's going to be in the thousands. Obviously, we have 52 counties that we're looking at for the presidential declaration. Of those, 42 have already been declared presidential disaster areas, and that is more than half of the state right now. So there's a tremendous amount of people who are going to have damage or impacts or long-term cleanups from this. If it didn't affect their house, it may have affected their business. It may have affected their employer. So it's a tremendous amount of work out there still.
Is there any sense of normalcy back to the city yet?
Oh, absolutely. Nashville is a very big city. It's more than 500 square miles. It's a metropolitan government. So some areas were very heavily affected, but other parts of the city are up and going, and it's business as usual.
In terms of the priorities, given everything we've talked about, what's the most important thing that you want to get done?
Well, water's the priority right now. When that service is back in full swing in all those counties, that'll be affected. Also, the water treatment plants, the sewage plants, we have several of those that have been damaged or knocked offline. That's of consideration, and we're working with the EPA and our Department of Environment Conservation to help those plants and help those communities get those back online as fast as possible.
Jeremy, you and your colleagues might have been too busy to worry about this, but I've seen a lot of frustration online and elsewhere from people in Nashville that this has not gotten even a fraction of some of the media coverage that a lot of other disasters have in recent years. Are you feeling that same frustration, or is it just a matter of doing the work that needs to be done right now?
Honestly, the only feeling I have right now is pride to be a Tennessean, because the outpouring of response and responder activity, this could have been a much worse. I mean, we only had 23 people who were killed. It could have been in the hundreds, and obviously the response at the local level is what made that such a small number.
Now, last question before we let you go, and again, this is more about a time question. It may be hard to speculate on this, but as you mentioned, some of the hardest hit areas have been sites and facilities that people know well. Opryland Hotel, Grand Old Opry itself, LP Stadium where the Titans play, the arena in town. Any idea when that part of the city is going to be pretty close to normal?
It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. I know the city's going to be working to get that up as fast as possible. But like I said, it's a big city. There's plenty of resources there. The places we're most concerned about right now are the smaller rural areas that may not have the resources that a city like Nashville does.
And I guess I will slip in one more question here for you before we let you go. Any estimation on what the economic impact has been as a result of all this?
Not yet. Honestly, we're still getting preliminary damage assessments from some of the counties. It, just by its nature that it's so widespread, just gathering all that data has taken a huge toll. TEMA is only a 100-person agency, and we have to leverage the power of state government and all the other departments. So they've been tremendous resources and tools as part of this disaster response, and we'll get to the adding up totals thing soon. But until we get past the life safety and the emergency response and get the cities back on even ground, so to speak, then we can start doing that adding.
Well, Jeremy, certainly a huge challenge in front of you. It looks like a lot's been accomplished already, and it's certainly great to see the community rallying around this challenge. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jeremy Height, spokesman for the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.